The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. It's been announced in Berlin that face-to-face negotiations with Iran on its nuclear program, suspended for more than a year, are going to resume. Can it really be that simple? More after this from Charlie. President Obama chose Super Tuesday to call his first press conference of the year and to defend his decision to give diplomacy a chance in Iran.
It is deeply in everybody's interests to see if this can be resolved in a peaceful fashion.
His challengers don't necessarily see it that way. Rick Santorum called it appeasement. Mitt Romney wrote an op-ed saying 4 more years of Obama would guarantee that Iran goes nuclear. He promised that as president, he would press for ever-tightening sanctions, acting alone if we must, and make it clear that America's commitment to Israel's security and survival is absolute. Mr. Obama was not impressed.
When I see some of these folks who have a lot of bluster and a lot of big talk, but when you actually ask them specifically what they would do, it turns out they repeat the things that we've been doing over the last 3 years. It indicates to me that that's more about politics.
And after the news conference, as if on cue, it was announced in Europe that the face-to-face negotiations with Iran would resume, and that for the first time, Iran had agreed to focus on the nuclear question. But it'll be at least a month before the parties can sit down. And Western diplomats are concerned that Iran will only use the talks to make just enough concessions to satisfy Russia or China, but not enough to satisfy the U.S., driving a wedge, buying time. In a scenario that would look a lot like 2003 all over again, when another president famously said,
"You know, how much time do we need to see clearly that he's not disarming? As I said, this looks like a rerun of a bad movie, and I'm not interested in watching it."
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.